Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 2. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we read your word, these words of prophecy where you describe your great plan, we pray that you will help us to understand the bigger picture and our small place in your great plan. Thank you for allowing us into your great kingdom. We know we don't deserve to be there, but it is such an honor. Thank you. Amen. Zechariah 2. And I looked up, and I saw, and look, a man, and in his hand was a measuring rope. And I asked, "Where are you going?" And he answered me, "To measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length." And look, the angel who was talking to me was coming forward, and another angel was coming forward to meet him. And he said to him, "Run, say to that young man, Jerusalem shall be inhabited like villages without walls, because of the multitude of people and animals in its midst. And I will be for it a wall of fire around, declares Yahweh, and I will be the glory in its midst." Woe! Woe! Flee from the land of the north, declares Yahweh, for I have scattered you like the four winds of the heavens, declares Yahweh. Woe, Zion! Escape, you inhabitants of the daughter of Babylon! For thus says Yahweh of hosts, after glory he has sent me against the nations plundering you. Truly, the one touching you is touching the apple of his eye. Yes, look, I am going to wave my hand against them, and they will become plunder for their servants, and you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for look, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, declares Yahweh. Many nations will join themselves to Yahweh on that day, and they will be my people, and I will dwell in your midst, and you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. And Yahweh will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and he will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all people, before Yahweh, for he is roused from his holy dwelling. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. Zechariah is a book that takes some effort to understand. Well, it takes some effort to even understand a little. I don't think I understand at all. In the first chapter, we had an introduction where Yahweh said that he was angry with Israel, and they deserved going into captivity, but now he is with them, if they will turn to him. And then we got into the visions. There were two of them in chapter 1. The first vision was four horsemen patrolling the earth and finding it at peace, which was actually negative, because it means that the nations that had caused Israel trouble seemed to be getting away with it. But Yahweh says he will punish the nations and give Israel prosperity and rebuild it. The second vision was four horns followed by four craftsmen. The four horns represent the nations terrorizing Jerusalem, and the four craftsmen are sent to terrorize the horns. And my suggestion is that the craftsmen are the people rebuilding the temple. By rebuilding the temple, they will be accomplishing God's purpose and defeating the nations. Now, this chapter has a single vision. A man shows up with a measuring line to survey Jerusalem. So he goes off toward Jerusalem, but then an angel is told to run after him and tell him basically there's no need to survey Jerusalem. It's going to be so large, you can't put boundaries around it. Which brings up a problem in those days. Today, we don't think a wall around a city is important. And that came about with the invention of gunpowder. Before gunpowder, a city wall was very important, and if you didn't have a wall, your city was defenseless. So Yahweh solves that problem for this expanded Jerusalem. He will be its wall, and he will be in the middle of her as well. Then we get a sort of connected message from Yahweh. He says that his people need to leave the land of the north and all the points of the compass where they have been scattered. Babylon is to the north of Jerusalem. And there's some hard language to figure out here. For example, verse 8. For thus said Yahweh of hosts, after glory he sent me against the nations plundering you. Truly, the one touching you is touching the apple of his eye. The last part, about touching the apple of the apple of the eye is an old term for the pupil of the eye. And you don't let people just touch your eye, you protect your eye. And you'd be really mad if someone poked you in the eye on purpose. So God says Jerusalem is to him like his eye. So he is going to plunder those nations who have harmed her. He says Zion, a poetic name for Jerusalem, should rejoice because she is great, but also that many nations will join themselves to Yahweh and be his people. But Judah and Jerusalem will be special to him. The chapter ends with a call to be silent before Yahweh. We've seen that being silent before Yahweh before, as God comes to judge. And now for a deeper dive. I don't understand everything here. I think this part about many nations coming to Yahweh is about us, the Gentiles, coming to Yahweh. It sure sounds like God has a special place for the Jews in Jerusalem. The book of Revelation shows spiritual Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, which is connected both to the Jews and to the church by being connected to the 12 tribes and the 12 apostles. Paul seems to be saying that there is something future for the Jews in the book of Romans, especially Romans chapter 11. But like most prophecy in the Bible about future events, you won't understand it until it happens, and then you'll be able to see how God had it all planned out ahead of time. So, what should we do about this? I don't think that this means that we have to support the physical nation of Israel unconditionally. God will be the wall of fire for them, not Christians. Our part, as Gentiles, is to join ourselves to Yahweh and be silent as he judges. There is this part about coming out of the nations. I don't think that's a call for us to leave the country we physically live in and move to physical Jerusalem. But it does apply to us spiritually. Our loyalty and our citizenship is not first in the United States or in any other physical country. Our citizenship is in heaven. And God has us stationed in various countries. I've heard about sleeper cells, spies who get established in other countries but are actually working for the foreign government secretly. Well, in a way, that's what Christians are. But they aren't there to plan sabotage. They're there to recruit more people to God's kingdom. But actually, being a Christian will make them really good citizens of the country that they live in while they live there. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.